Certainly. Let's talk about extroversion first. Those that are considered extroverts are individuals that are oriented more so towards the outside world. Enjoy being around others and tend to be sociable, impulsive, adventurous, assertive, and dominant. The energy of an extrovert is directed towards the outside and others. Whereas introverts usually are quieter, shy away from large social gatherings, and may feel uncomfortable interacting with individuals they do not know. These individuals tend to have a smaller network of close friends and enjoy contemplative exercises, or contemplative exercises. The energy of an introvert is directed inwards. On to neuroticism. Individuals that have high neuroticism tend to have higher levels of stress and anxiety. These individuals worry about issues that may be insignificant. They exaggerate the meaning of difficulties and feel that they are unable to cope with stress. In addition, those that have high neuroticism levels usually focus on the negatives of a situation rather than the positive aspects and may feel envious of others who are in a more positive position in life. On the opposite side of those that have a low neuroticism score usually have greater emotional stability. These individuals tend to cope with stressful events and set goals that align with their abilities. Those with lower neuroticism scores also tend to be more tolerant of others and their mistakes and have the tendency to remain calm in demanding situations. Finally, psychoticism. This element ranges from normality, low psychoticism, to high psychoticism. Individuals with high psychoticism are likely to engage in acts that are highly irresponsible or evidence poorly calculated behaviors. Individuals in this category are motivated by the need for immediate gratification, regardless of its consequences. However, research has also shown that those with high psychoticism have shown to be highly creative as well. Men, in general, tend to score higher on psychoticism than women.